This is Digital Dave there.
And this is Fast Eddie, and we are totally believable.
That's right. And we are joined by Nancy Royer. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
You did well.
Of the Waco Museum. She's Grand Poobah Executive Director.
The Grand Poobah?
Grand Poobah, yes.
Does that say that on a little label?
That's her desk plaque right there.
I'm going to get that printed. I've never heard that, but you're going to have to spell it out for me.
It's Poobah.
Yeah, nice. Capital P, capital B, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Waco Museum is a neat little museum. I had the opportunity to visit on a lark a few weeks back, and I loved it. And talk to us about Waco in general. First off, Waco, that's kind of an odd name.
Well, as we say, Waco rhymes with taco because we get people who obviously say Waco, like Texas. And Waco Aircraft printed a shirt last year that said, Waco, a place in Texas. It was all phonetically Waco, the airplane, Waco, the pilots that fly them.
That's about right.
That's good. That's really good. Now, I remember seeing there was the docent explaining there was a poster. There's a local Native American tribe.
Yes.
And there's like a version of Waco that you guys say?
Yeah, it was a war cry from the Indians in that area, Huwaco, and before they would go out to battle. And then that was kind of adopted when the pilots would come and fly their Wacos. But Weaver Aircraft Company decided to make the pronunciation Waco based on that Indian war cry.
Okay, there you go.
That works.
Now, somebody was saying 100th anniversary of Waco this year?
Yes. 100th anniversary coming to Troy. Now, 1919 was when the Cootie, the first aircraft, was made. But they really didn't go into production until they came to Troy in 1923. So they were located in northern Ohio and made a move to be closer to surplus parts near Wright Patterson Air Force Base.
Okay.
And because they got a strong supporter from the area around Troy and Tip City. So when that money became available, they moved towards the money, they moved towards the parts, and that's what brought them to our small town. And then they were the number one employer of people in that area, like a six-county area for years and years.
Okay, so the airplane actually, the design is actually post-World War I then. I never really thought about that. You're saying the first ones flew in 1919, 1923, went into production.
Right.
Okay, so that's post-World War I.
That's correct. So.
And they are still in production today.
Yeah, so I represent the museum, the historic part, but Waco Aircraft has a booth here, and they are producing the YMF-5. The museum is actually located inside the Waco Aircraft booth, so you can see and get the history and purchase one on your way out the door all at the same time.
Okay, I got $20. What do you think?
I'm almost hoping they take a credit card.
They do take credit cards. I'm sure they do.
You better have a big limit.
Not a problem.
So you've got some very cool displays. One of the displays I thought was really cool was the airplane with the Pepsi cup on the propeller. You got to explain that.
Okay, so that was Harold Johnson, the flying mayor of Moraine. But every day, that particular airplane would fly in the Kings Island air show called the Red Baron and Snoopy Show. And so that aircraft probably has more hours on it than any Waco, but that show flew in the, I believe, late 1970s, early 1980s. And one day people were kind of making fun of Harold, who was drinking out of that waxy old cup that Coke used to make. And they were like, well, where's your spinner? And so he dumped his Coke and put it up on the where the spinner would be and actually flew with it on there. So it stayed on there for years and years and is still there on our airplane that sits in the museum.
Yeah, I saw that and I'm like, what the? I thought maybe a visitor was messing with the airplane and stuck it on there, you know?
No. It was placed there by Harold Johnson himself. And people come to our museum to see that aircraft.
Well, that's a beautiful aircraft. A very compact museum, but a lot of cool stuff in there. You had an airplane. It's right outside the office. It's partially restored. Apparently, it it belonged to someone and then it started to get restored and then things happened?
Yeah, so it came to us as a donation, and it is a YKS, and so a cabin model. And we decided to leave it uncovered so that people can see what it looks like underneath. Now they can still, you know, climb up the stairs and get in it and set it in it for a photo op, but it's just a real good opportunity for them to see what exists under the fabric.
And how old is that airplane?
Oh boy, I think that one's a 1934. Wow. 36, maybe. I've forgotten so exactly.
Old.
But yeah.
It's old enough to drink.
It's older than me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It is not old. It is seasoned. It's
so, yes. Seasoned. Yes, that's it. So.
And you are? No, you're just old.
That's it. I'm grumpy, too.
So do you get a lot of visitors? You're kind of, I don't know if you're well known in the museum circuit. I thought it was definitely worth the trip.
Oh, it is. And we've got a brown sign on the highway. So, and we're just north of Dayton. I mean, when we fly out of our grass strip, we're just under the Dayton, the shelf of Dayton airspace. So it's a good location, not far from 70-75 as far as visitors coming. And we're expecting a ton of visitors this year. So in September, the third weekend in September, 15th through 17th, is our 100th anniversary fly-in. And we are shooting to get 100 WACOs on our grounds.
Well, how many are still registered?
Well, we're still registered 770, but I'm going to assume about half of those are flying. You know, a bunch of them are in projects. And as part of our 100th anniversary, that's one of the things we're trying to track. We're trying to get a hold of all WACO owners so that we can know whether that is in restoration or whether it's flyable. So that's been part of our mission here at Oshkosh this year, and the entire year we were at Sun and Fun doing the same thing. So we want to track with those owners. We also want to get 100 aircraft on the ground. So we're in the 70s somewhere. So if you know an owner, send them our direction. We're at WACOairmuseum.org, or if they're on the grounds, certainly we want them to come by the booth.
Oh yeah, definitely. So come to the museum, come to the fly-in. They've got hot dogs.
I do want to give a shout out to our sponsors that are on the ground, WACO Aircraft, of course, as well as Hartzell Propeller and National Aviation Heritage Area.
Wow. How many WACOs a year do they produce?
The manufacturers in Battle Creek, I would say, are doing 1 to 2 a year, probably.
Okay. So not high volume, but definitely cool airplane.
Definitely a cool airplane.
And who knows, what is the YMF, UPF, YKS?
Oh, my goodness.
Where do they come up with this?
The alphabet soup of WACO. Yeah. So the first letter, it's changed over the years, so whatever I tell you is going to be wrong for any given year. But generally, one letter designates the engine type, one letter designates the fuselage type, and one letter designates the wing type. But Clayton Bruckner, the owner back in the day, would start down a path and use that for a short time before he would change up the way he wanted to do the designations and
just
change
make
them
up
again.
His mind.
So it's convoluted.
Yeah, because I thought they were producing the UPF-7, but no.
No, they're producing the YMF-5.
The YMF, which is probably the same airplane, you know, except for underneath the covering.
It's a different engine, and the wing type is different. It's easier to get in a UPF-7 than a YMF-5, actually.
Oops.
Now, during World War II, WACO made the gliders, too, didn't they?
They did, and those were designed right there in Troy, Ohio, though they were produced in 11 different places. There were over 1,000 produced in Troy, Ohio. So, again, you see why it was so important to the community to keep the factory there. They wanted to keep it there because of massive amount of people. It was jobs, yeah. And that building today sits about 2 miles from the museum, and that's Collins Aerospace now, wheels and brake division. So it has remained in aviation.
Well, that's cool.
And thanks, Collins Aerospace. They are the number one supporter of our aviation program for youth as well.
Do you have a plane on a stick for them in front of the building, like you should?
Oh, man, no. But they do have the flight simulator lab in our new learning center building that we're building right now.
Okay. Very, very cool.
As part of the collection, do you happen to have one of those gliders on display?
We have pieces of the glider, right. But our hangars are not big enough to hold one of those. But you can see it just south of us at the Air Force Museum, also part of National Aviation Heritage Area.
Yep. Now, I did not know, but I think they could transport a Jeep in one of those gliders?
Yeah.
They can.
That's pretty impressive.
They can.
I thought they were strictly troop.
No, they could carry a limited amount of equipment.
Right, right. It's, you know, everything except an engine.
Well, the idea was to get them aloft, towed by a C-47, get them into the combat area of the C-47, cut them loose, go back, they land, win the war.
Right.
Which is what they did.
Which they did.
Yeah, but they forgot to tell the guys, oh, yeah, there's no ride home. So you better win.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's a fantastic little museum. Definitely worth the trip. I love it. It's got a nice little grass strip out back. Ugh.
Yes.
You got to go fly. I got to get out there when they're giving rides.
Yeah, we'll come to the 100th anniversary then.
Okay, and where are you again on the field here?
We are located on Celebration Way inside of the Waco aircraft display. And you can find Waco Air Museum inside there.
Very good. I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Nancy Royer, Executive Director of the Waco
Museum.
What's
the word again? What am I printing?
Poobah.
Poobah, yes.
Grand Poobah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, all right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.